The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London, Adam Gilchrist in London. Adam, just a question without notice. Theresa May finishes her prime ministership, at least what, she resigns on Friday. What happens?
She does. I mean, it's one of those sort of technicality things that we haven't had terribly often, but basically she ceases to be the leader of the Conservative Party on Friday and effectively stands down as Prime Minister, except because there's no stand-in Prime Minister and because the acting or Deputy Prime Minister would not step in, she will basically remain at Downing Street, but I guess not do anything until a new leader is elected. So it's about a six-week period until there
But does she hand in her commission to the Queen, or does she resign as leader of the Conservative Party but continue as Prime Minister until a new leader takes the commission from the Queen?
Effectively she resigns as leader of the Conservative Party but stays as a lame duck Prime Minister until there's a new leader to step in. Exactly that.
Okay. Trade, a lot of talk about this trade issue.
Yeah, and to some extent, of course, there was a slight end of an era feel to this, you know, with Theresa May meeting Donald Trump today. Certainly talking about the business end of things, and in particular, Donald Trump promising an extraordinary US-UK alliance and future trade deal after Brexit. He talked of one splendid aside when Theresa May was talking about Brexit. He said to Donald Trump, "I would have sued the EU, baby." I'm not quite sure that would have entirely worked. But the big one that's got a lot of people going is that any trade talk, Donald Trump says, would include everything, including the National Health Service.
Yep.
At which point, rather a lot of people get very vexed about the idea of American companies buying parts of our health service. That would not go down well with a lot of people.
Nonetheless, Britain is the fifth biggest economy in the world. They can trade with anybody. They don't need the European Union. I think that's a bit of a myth. Just a quick one on this, the newest political party.
Yeah, called Change UK. They had a change of heart as they all defected from mainly Conservative and Labour. 11 MPs, they wanted to change tack, but frankly they got small change. And change is not as good as arrest. So six of them have now left, leaving five. But after only getting 3% of the vote in the European elections, albeit the European elections, not ours, you sort of think the writing was on the wall anyway. They were meant to be the new force, and they've just completely paled.
So where do they go to now?
Well, I guess some will go back to their existing parties if they all have them.
Yeah.
Now, that's change, isn't it?
credibility nil, I would have thought. Credibility nil. Good on you. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London. Yes, the Donald, they're analysing every move of him and his wife.